This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you tired of endlessly searching for work? Applying for jobs, never hearing back? Job openings vanish into thin air? What if there was one connection you could make and that'll link you to dozens of companies that are hiring? What if the connection was a locally owned business ready to help you and they don't charge you? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Expresspros.com.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
The Bears traded Justin Fields to the Steelers, a conditional draft pick, and could be as much as a fourth-round pick, right now sixth-round pick, depending on how much he plays. If he takes 50% of the snaps, then it goes up to a fourth-round pick. All right, so what's the question, Seton?
If you were the Steelers, who would you start? Is that even a question? That's Russell Wilson?
Yes. I from what I'm told, he was guaranteed that he would be starting, or he was saying, look, I'll go to, you know, these teams, but I need to be assured that I'm going to start. If I'm going to take $1.2 million to go to your team, then I want to be guaranteed I'm going to start. Now, Mike Tomlin has already said to Justin Fields, hey, Russ is our starting quarterback. Let's get that out of the way in March so it's not something that lingers. Now, I'm going to start you, but that doesn't mean Russ can't play his way out of the lineup. I don't know if Justin Fields can play his way into the lineup prior to the start of the season, but it feels like Mike Tomlin, let's get that nonsense out of here. Russ is our starter. Yes, Eden.
For a guy that it appeared not many teams were really interested in, yeah. As soon as Justin Fields goes to the Steelers for a sixth-round/fourth-round pick, yeah. All of a sudden, collectively, people were like, that's it? We would have taken him for that. All of a sudden, everybody wanted him.
And I have to say that Ryan Poles did right by Justin Fields, because I said, no, as a GM, you're not supposed to. You send him where you can get the best deal. Well, their reports, Ian Rappaport said that's not the case, that there are other team or teams that offered a better draft pick situation. I think the Eagles were offering more. And then Kenny Pickett didn't want to stay and back up Russell Wilson. He canceled an appointment where he's going to work out with the wide receivers. And I think the Steelers were like, see ya. And that Justin Fields wanted to play for Mike Tomlin. I think it's a great situation for Russ and Justin Fields. Absolutely. Mm. And I think it's great for Justin Fields. Now you go to a class organization that's not going to jerk you around. Maybe, you know, you have stability with Mike Tomlin, although I think he's in his last year of his contract, so that's tricky. But I think Justin Fields going to the Bears, or going from the Bears to the Steelers, makes all the sense in the world. And Russell Wilson being there, Russ is going to say all the right things. I don't know if it's a case of I'm going to mentor you or just, hey, watch and learn by example. And I think Pittsburgh, although their odds didn't improve, I thought that that was their Super Bowl odds did not improve when they got Russ. I don't know if they'll be a better team with Justin Fields instead of Russell Wilson if we get to that point. But, you know, and Russ is pretty durable. So I don't know if Justin Fields is going to get playing time. Can you use him? Can you use him in certain situations? He's a great athlete. Can you put him out there and give yourself another threat? Do you bring him in at the goal line? I think there are a lot of options there. But I like what Pittsburgh did. I think it's great. What else, Seton?
Yeah, so what happened more with that trade? Did the Steelers just crush, or did other teams fail?
Well, I think the Bears did right by Justin Fields by sending him to a place he wanted to go.
Is that the right thing to do for
no,
the Bears?
No. The right thing to do is to get the right draft pick or picks there, not, hey, Justin, where do you want to go? If I'm the Steelers, okay, I got a little bit of leverage here. All right, he wants to go here, wants to play for Mike, and all right, sixth round pick. How's that? It feels like you could have had him. Anybody could have had him for a fourth or fifth round pick. I thought that all along, like, okay. And then nobody wanted him. And then we find out that there were a couple other teams interested in him as a backup quarterback. Yeah, Paul.
If I'm the Bears GM, I want to get as much as I can on this trade, but I also want to send him to the place where he can the least chance to haunt me down the line. And in short term, Steelers make sense because you would think Russell Wilson's a starter next year. Justin Fields can't hurt the Bears. But I would be nervous that Justin Fields someday takes over the Steelers and they do very well because the Steelers usually do very well or at least competitive. That would make me nervous that he's at a franchise where he could go far and I could look bad maybe 2-3 years down the road.
Depends on how good Caleb Williams looks.
Right.
But I keep saying that it felt like he was worth more than that, but that's all you were going to get. I wonder if Justin Fields said, I want to go to Minnesota. You got Sam Darnold there. I want to go to Minnesota. You're not going to send him to Minnesota. Not in the same division. That's not happening. So they were doing right by him. They sent him to Pittsburgh. I thought Philadelphia was the best destination for him because if Jalen Hurts gets hurt, then you're going to have somebody who can run the offense in a similar way.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
You know, as the host of the number one rated Pauly and Tony Fusco show, we get tons and tons of fan mail every day.
Piles of it.
In fact, Tony, why don't you open up one of those letters right now and read what's inside?
Yeah, listen to this. Dear Pauly and Tony, your sports takes are the dumbest and most terrible.
Wait, not that
wait,
one.
Why?
Open this other one.
Dear Pauly and Tony, you suck more than anyone.
Not that one.
Wait.
Try this one.
Dear Pauly and Tony, you guys are the absolute best.
There you go.
At coming up with the stupidest takes
possible.
You know
what? Possible. Just forget
you
what
know
those
what?
Clowns
forget
say.
This.
Just listen to the Pauly and Tony Fusco show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We make way for the former Heisman Trophy winner, ESPN college football NFL analyst Robert Griffin Jr. III, joining us on behalf of Call of Duty Warzone Mobile. That drops tomorrow. Our G3 joins us now on the program. All right, you made some headlines here saying that Caleb Williams should bypass the Chicago Bears. Tell us why or how you came up with this.
Yeah, Dan, before we dive into that, can I say something just to you on a personal level?
Yes.
Yeah, Dan, I just wanted to say, you know, I've never had a chance to truly say this to you, but thank you, man. You're a legend in this game. And, you know, what you were able to do at ESPN really helped put ESPN in the position that it is today, showing that you can use nuance, entertainment, have fun. And I wouldn't have been given the opportunity at ESPN from the Bob Igers, the Jimmy Pitaros, you know, the Stephanie Drew Lees, the Norbys, the Seth Markmans, the Dave Roberts, if it wasn't for a guy like yourself. So I just want to say I appreciate all them, of course, for giving me the opportunity to be at ESPN. But if it wasn't for a guy like you, I would have been given the opportunity to come out and do this and have fun doing it the way that I have. So I just wanted to say that to you. I've never had a chance to say that.
And I think we've been talking to one another since your junior year in college. I think it's been a long time, a long journey here. So tell us how you came up with the Caleb should say no to the Chicago Bears.
Yeah, I mean, the fact of the matter for the Chicago Bears is you mentioned that I'm on here for Call of Duty Warzone, right? And get a chance to be a part of Operation Day Zero tomorrow with them and the game. And we'll talk more about that in a second. But speaking of Warzones, I decided to start one on Monday by poking the Bears. And really what it came down to for me was the truth is, despite all of the additions that the Bears have made this offseason, they still have instability at the head coach position. And too many times in NFL history, we've seen teams have very talented rosters, but not have that stability at the coaching position that you need to allow a quarterback to grow. So for me, Matt Eberflus, if you believe in him, I would challenge the Bears to extend him, because you have him and Ryan Poles. And I think Ryan Poles has done a great job this offseason of adding talent. But when you ask me the specific question of how did I come up with this, it's really just my analysis based off of my own experience and NFL history. So with the Bears, with what they have done, if you're going to bring in a rookie quarterback and you made that decision, we're trading Justin Fields, you made the decision to go with the rookie QB. He needs at least 3 to 4 years to be able to work with that head coach so they can grow together. So I challenge the Bears. I don't know if they have, but as far as we know, Eberflus is going to be running into 2025. That's when his contract is up, based off the contract that he got when he first signed there as the head coach. I think they should extend into 2027. Give him and Caleb Williams an opportunity to build that identity of the team, build that with Ryan Poles at GM, and that way they're not looking over their shoulder. But that would be my challenge to the Bears. Extend Eberflus. Give him an opportunity to actually grow with Caleb Williams. Otherwise, I don't think it's the best situation. And that's why I said I think Caleb Williams should tell them that he's not going to come.
So this hinges mostly on Eberflus being a lame duck coach. If he was extended, you'd be fine, Caleb, going to the Bears.
Dan, if they extend Matt Eberflus, and I'm not his agent, so now there's no reason for me to say this. I thought he did an amazing job with the Colts as a defensive coordinator. But if they came out and said, hey, we've extended Matt Eberflus, gave him a two-year extension, a three-year extension, I would not only just take back what I said, I'd go out, do another video and explain why it was so important that they did that. And I don't know, wear a Bears jersey for the next week. I wonder
how social media would treat Caleb Williams if he and his representative say, we're going to pull an Eli and a John Elway.
Right. And I watched the show as well, Dan, because I'm a fan. And I think you do a great job. So I did see that yesterday you talked about what social media would say, because there was no social media when John Elway did it. And there was no social media when Eli Manning did it. And you also mentioned something about whether I even believed what I was saying, which I thought was funny, But I can confirm, Dan, that I believe everything that I said. And I don't think social media has been kind to Caleb Williams anyway.
Yeah.
I don't think that if he was to make a decision like this, it would ramp up the hate more than it already has been there. I mean, we've had discussions about whether real men cry. Is Caleb Williams tough enough to be able to survive in the NFL environments? I think for him, I don't think that he'll do this. It would just, in my opinion, if he does not want to be in Chicago for whatever reasons, some that I've outlined or maybe some other concerns that he has, I think he should exercise that and not worry about what social media says, because social media is not going to be the one that determines whether or not he's successful over the next 5 years. It's going to be the organization. And I don't think the Bears did right by Justin Fields either, by the way. I did hear you speak about that. And I'll just say that our own Adam Schefter at ESPN reported that the Bears didn't have any serious offers that were better than the one that the Pittsburgh Steelers offered them. So they did not turn down better offers to send Justin Fields to Pittsburgh. It just so happened that they didn't have any other better offers, and they accommodated sending him to Pittsburgh. To me, that's a very different distinction. And I think the spin on that the past couple of days has been pretty funny to watch.
Well, there are the reports out there that they did turn down better offers and that they were going to do right by. I think Philadelphia was interested in Justin Fields, and I thought that would have been the ideal place for him to go.
I would agree that I think that there were other teams that may have been interested in Justin Fields, but they weren't interested enough to make a better offer. So I can only go by the reports from guys from our network.
Sure.
You know, and Adam Schefter is one of the best in the game, if not the best in the game. And he came out and said that they did not have serious better offers for Justin Fields. So that's all I can operate by.
And the only thing I would bring up as well, and you know this better than anybody, there's been turnover with the Commanders, but that's not exactly, you know, a safe haven to fall back on just because you're going home if you're Caleb Williams. I don't think the Commanders roster, and you got a defensive-minded – I hate defensive-minded head coaches if you bring in rookie quarterbacks, right?
But aren't you saying that – isn't that what the Bears have?
But that's what the Commanders have.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, but that's what the Bears have. So if you hate the defensive –
I wouldn't have kept Matt Eberflus.
So that's my point about all of this. Like, I even mentioned it in the video – I thought it was hilarious that people started talking about the last 100 years for the Bears when I clearly stated at the beginning of the video, just Justin Fields. Right. But listen, I'm a big believer in, we got to hold organizations accountable for poor plans, poor fits, and poor development of players. Too often we just blame the player. Oh, it was his fault. It was this. Like, we got to hold organizations accountable. And if you're building a team with a young rookie quarterback, you either fire the coach because you're not sure about him, right? We know this. We talked about it all offseason. At the beginning of the offseason, there was uncertainty about whether or not the Bears were going to keep Matt Eberflus. If you're already saying that, once you decide to make the decision to go rookie quarterback, you either got to fire that guy or you got to extend him.
Yeah,
and that's where I'm at. So when you look at Washington, I'm shooting my podcast, RG3 and the Ones, today, and I'll go even more in depth on this whole topic. But for Washington, it's more of a clean slate. New ownership, new GM, new head coach. They're going to probably get at least 3 years to figure this thing out. If the Bears don't win more than 7 games, I don't think if they don't win 10 games to go to the playoffs, Matt Eberflus is not going to be there.
Yeah.
I don't think that's fair to him. I don't think it's fair to his family. I don't think it's fair to whatever quarterback they draft. Whoever it is, I'm just challenging the Bears. Come out and say you extended him or extend him. You know, I know that's not their traditional practice, but security and stability is one of the most important things for a head coach quarterback combination.
All right, just to get you on record, your favorite quarterback in the draft is, who's the best quarterback in the draft?
Yeah, it's Caleb Williams.
Okay. I would have loved it if you said Jaden Daniels.
I mean, listen, I understand everyone's going to have their opinion, and it's lying season right now, right? We do this every year. Apparently to some people, Drake May is not even a top five quarterback in the draft class, right? So we pick these guys apart. That's not really what I do. I like to show the fan what these guys do well. I will do that leading up to the draft as well. But Caleb Williams is the best quarterback in this draft class. It's not that the rest of the guys aren't extremely talented or great. It's just that Caleb Williams is the number one guy.
We're talking to RG3. He is joining us on behalf of Call of Duty Warzone Mobile that drops tomorrow. How'd you get involved in this?
Well, I mean, I've been a big Call of Duty fan my entire life. I can't sit here and tell you that I'm like a ranked player in the world.
You're not like a Kyler Murray, are you, where you were focusing on video games more than the playbook?
Okay. Who even said that that was true, Dan? I can't sit here and confirm that to be true. If Kyler Murray likes video games, I'm okay with that.
Okay.
All right. But I will say that I've been a fan of Call of Duty for a really long time. So this is a dream come true to be able to be in partnership with them. And really what it comes down to is this is Call of Duty Warzone Mobile. So for all the gamers that use the PCs and use the game consoles, basically everything that you're doing on the console can now be done on your phone. All the building up of your weapons and building up of your arsenal is it transfers immediately to the phone. Your friends, contacts, the people you play with comes over to the phone as well. And for me, Dan, it makes it so much easier because of the schedules that we have. You know, you are blessed to have this show and be able to be one of the leaders in the industry and kind of, you know, chart your own path. Right now, I'm trying to get to that point. So I'm everywhere. I'm traveling for college football, NFL, doing all these different things. So for me to be able to have an opportunity to play the video game on my phone and have all of the resources of the traditional Call of Duty Warzone from the console makes it easy for me. And I look forward to having a blast tomorrow, being out there in L.A. at the headquarters to have a good time.
So there's no truth to the rumor Kyler Murray would use Call of Duty kind of words as audibles. Like he wouldn't yell out Warzone, Warzone, and that was like his Omaha, right? I'm guessing.
Well, I can neither confirm nor deny.
Okay. All right.
But what I will say is that for all my gamers out there, the better you get at video games, just my opinion speaking, the better you get at video games is problem solving. What is football? It's problem solving. You get to the line of scrimmage, you diagnose the defense, you figure out how to attack it. That's what Warzone is.
Yeah, but you
got to
watch tape, though, too. I mean,
yeah, but you do. And these gamers out here, they're watching tape. Like, Dan, I don't know if you understand how dedicated.
Oh, I know. My son.
Gamers are.
Yeah, my son is a Call of Duty. Yeah. Yeah.
They're unbelievable. So if Kyler Murray's watching this, I just want you to know, my man, I support you. Play Call of Duty as much as you want.
Yeah,
and go ahead and sneak some film in there as well.
All right. Good to talk to you. Thank you, buddy.
Hey, I appreciate you, brother. God bless.
That's RG3.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Shohei Ohtani's longtime interpreter, Ippe Mizuhara, was fired yesterday. He's being accused of stealing at least $4.5 million from Shohei Ohtani. ESPN had a story, and then it was scrapped. According to ESPN, the interpreter, Mizuhara, explained in a lengthy interview. They made him available for 90 minutes to Tisha Thompson. He had accumulated these gambling debts. Ohtani then made wire transfers to pay off a bookmaker who's now under federal investigation. Then a spokesman denied the comment shortly after that, and they said that Ohtani's been the victim of massive theft. After Ohtani agreed to pay the debts, the interpreter said on Tuesday, Ohtani logged into his own computer, sent wire transfers under Mizuhara's supervision in installments over several months last year. This according to ESPN. On Wednesday, Mizuhara changed his story, telling ESPN Ohtani didn't transfer the money, paying off his gambling debts, and he had no knowledge of them. ESPN would later verify two wire transfers of $500,000 each made by Ohtani. Both had loan in the description and were paid to a bookmaker, Matthew Boyer, who's now currently under federal investigation tied to an alleged illegal gambling operation. The LA Times did a great job investigating this, and now you don't have an interpreter. Can you ask Shohei Ohtani questions after the game in Seoul, South Korea, because his interpreter is not there? Wow. So many questions here. First of all, you make the interpreter available for 90 minutes. This is one of Ohtani's spokespeople who did. Now, you make him available to an investigative reporter. There's already enough fire here to burn down the building. And now you add maybe the most popular athlete in the world in Shohei Ohtani, and gambling. Is it tied to his gambling debts? It's from his account. Was there theft? Did he loan the money? Feels like there's two different stories going on right now. And Ohtani is playing baseball right now in Seoul, South Korea. Oh, by the way, this is where I need Fritzy to get a hold of the commissioner of Major League Baseball, Rob Manfred. Paulie, why don't you just send an email just so we do our due diligence here to talk to the commissioner, because there are a lot of rules and regulations here. There's a lot of that could fall under the umbrella that Shohei Ohtani is under right now. Was he part of this? Were they his gambling debts? Was the interpreter trying to cover for him? Then it's a theft. Was it a theft? It's a loan. Two loans, $500,000 here. A lot of questions. Here's Dave Roberts, the Dodger manager, before today's game.
Dave, can you tell us what Ippe told the team in the clubhouse last night?
You know what, Jack? I can't comment on it, man. On that, can't comment.
When was the decision made to have him address the team?
Anything with that, the meeting, can't comment. Sorry.
Were you surprised when you found out he was fired when that happened?
Again, can't say anything. Not going to comment, guys.
With Shohei, like, obviously, you know, this is a big thing in his, like, how has he handled it from what you can tell? Are you worried about it being a distraction with him? Just that part of it. What have you seen so far?
Shohei's ready. He's preparing in a hitter's meeting right now and ready to go for tonight's game.
If he didn't play, then it would have been a bigger story. The interpreter told ESPN on Tuesday that his bets were placed on international soccer, the NBA, the NFL, and college football. He followed up by saying he never bet on baseball. That's 100%. I knew that rule. We have a meeting about that in spring training. He is an employee of the Dodgers, so he is under the same rules and regulations as the players are, or management.
or coaches are. Questions. Yeah, Paulie.
According to MLB betting rules, the interpreter, Mizuhara, would be allowed to bet on sports through legal draft websites like DraftKings and so forth.
He did place some bets through DraftKings.
Which would be okay. You could bet on other sports if it's above board. But he was betting with an illegal bookmaking, allegedly betting with a legal bookmaking operation on all types of sports. There's no accusations of any betting on MLB.
And, you know, the illegal bookmaker there was under investigation, and LA Times probably had a paper trail here, and all of a sudden, lo and behold, Shohei Ohtani's name is attached to this. You know, I want to be careful, and I would caution people of speculation, but there are questions that come up here that it just, it doesn't make sense, and that story changed really fast. And I think that's what I would, I mean, if I'm a reporter on this, man, I'm going deep. There's something here, and there's a disconnect, and this is your best friend, and he's covering your loans. Then he's not covering your loans, and then Ohtani's a victim here of theft, even though he sent it from his computer. Did the interpreter have access to his computer? We're talking, you know, $4.5 million. I don't know about you, but if $4.5 million is missing, I'd probably have a pretty good idea, even if you're Ohtani, unless you decided to pay those gambling debts to help out your interpreter. Yeah, Paul.
24 hours ago, the interpreter Mizuhara was in the dugout with Ohtani joking around and doing his job.
Yeah.
And hours later, he was fired. A lot of people have a problem with the story of, you know, when Mizuhara talks to the media, he says, yeah, I bet on sports and Ohtani covered my debts. And then once the law firm for Ohtani got involved, they changed the whole thing, and the statement said, Ohtani has been the victim of theft. It's the exact opposite story.
Yeah, and then ESPN was looking for a statement and asking, you know, did Mizuhara steal? Is it theft? And then the interpreter said that he could not comment. And then he said he can't tell you who told him not to comment. There's a lot of layers here. And if you're Major League Baseball, my initial thought was anybody but him. You know, Calvin Ridley gets, you know, suspended for a year. Nobody's missing Calvin Ridley in the NFL. Now, if Patrick Mahomes got suspended, then we'd all care. This is not only a big story here, big star here. It's a worldwide star who just got a $700 million deal. Could he be suspended? If they look at the letter of the law, could he be suspended for a year or longer? Major League Baseball doesn't want this. Nobody wants this. But if it's front and center, and now all of a sudden you got somebody on record and then recanting their story, and it feels like there's, first of all, how do you make this guy available to ESPN for 90 minutes? Crazy. Did you think he was going to clear it up? Did you find out what his story was before he sat down with ESPN? How about some prep questions? Hey, what are you going to say to ESPN? Oh, I'm thinking of saying this. No, don't say that. You would say, I'm guilty of theft. Not Shohei was covering my debts. Now he's involved in this, and there's an illegal bookmaker involved in this who's under federal investigation. Yeah, Paul.
It has a feeling the past 12 hours, just with what we do, is that nobody wants this story to be true, and everyone wants this story to go away. I'm sure, you know, the league, no, they don't want Ohtani down. The Dodgers, everybody, the media. Oh, I looked at MLB's gambling rules, and again, Ohtani is not accused in any way of betting on baseball. If you bet on baseball and you're not fixing a game, you can be down for a year. If you bet on baseball and you're adjusting a game in any way, you're permanently ineligible. But there's some other language in the MLB betting rules. If any player, club official, et cetera, participates with illegal bookmakers, finances, operates, there's vague words, they could also be punished under the MLB rule. And this has a feeling that after what Ohtani's translator initially said, they may have said, like, this may open the door for that rule to be enacted.
Is there audio of this interpreter talking to ESPN? Is he on camera? Did they record it? I mean, we've asked for it. Paulie reached out to ESPN to say, you know, can we have the audio of this? I would love to hear how, first of all, 90 minutes? I'd have like five questions for him. I don't need 90 minutes. You know, it's not 60 minutes where Mike Wallace is interrogating you. Yes, Eaton.
I mean, nobody does a 90-minute interview and just jots notes.
I would think that you would be recording this.
Yeah.
I would think so.
There isn't anything that's not recorded now.
That would make sense. Especially something like this, where you want to make sure somebody doesn't say, oh, you took something out of context. Now you get to hear context with this interpreter. And he lost his job. All right, poll question today, Seton. What are we going to go with?
Well, I'm not really sure how to do the Shohei story as a poll question without it being, I don't know.
And I don't want to slant the story. Yeah, I don't want to slant the story. I want to be fair to the story. It's just I have a lot of questions here. I give the reporter credit for firing questions at Dave Roberts, the Dodger manager. Like, he was hanging in there and then circled back, which is a trick of mine. Oh, you don't want to talk about this? Here's another question. Here's another question. Let me come back to that question. Let me ask it in a different way. And Dave wasn't, you know, he wasn't biting on any of that.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.